Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The holidays are here, ladies and gentlemen, and they are a beautiful time filled with magic and splendor and also fights. We get together with our families, and this year seems like even more than other years, it's a powder keg just waiting to explode. So what we want to know is, besides politics, what is your family most likely going to fight about over the holidays? You can call or text us, 916-909-1065. Data was done, and obviously politics is the number one thing that people are going to fight about, especially this year. It's only going to make up a third of the fights.
Okay.
A lot of the other stuff, though, kind of surprises me. Number two, past grievances. Remember, this is with your family. Okay. Like, just imagine you're just sitting there and grandma's just got a sour puss on the whole time. And then finally, not saying anything, everybody's laughing. And you just go, grandma, you okay? Your Uncle Bob in 1987. Like, could you just imagine?
Yes, I can. Yes, I surely can.
Number three on this list, certain family dynamics. That came up as well. And then right below that, family drama.
Family dynamics on one side of my family can definitely cause a rift.
Yeah.
And cause infighting.
How so? Do you want to go into it?
I'm expected, and certain people in my family are expected to sort of tiptoe around other people.
Sure.
As to not upset their fragile sensibilities.
I see.
And then if we inexplicably don't, it's like, why did now they're sad.
Right. Finances comes up as number five on
really?
This list. That doesn't surprise me.
Why would family members be fighting about finances?
Wills. Inheritances.
Okay.
Or even just like if one sibling financially does better than the other one and the other one like just has a hard time dealing with it. We put this up on Facebook.
Crystal says, who's going to do the dishes?
Oh, yes.
And then she said, unfortunately, the person who normally did them died.
I always say, if you had no hand in making dinners, then you have to do the dishes.
Tiffany said, lack of memory.
Lack of memory?
Example. Remember the time that we did insert something that someone did that caused trauma in your childhood? Them. No, I don't remember that. Or that didn't happen. Amber said we fight over board games.
Oh.
She said we're all extremely competitive. Someone always ends up crying.
You're just asking for it if you bring out a board game.
Oh, we play games, but we play like fun games.
But I mean, do you get competitive with it?
There's one person on one side of my family that does, and sometimes it's just like, whoa.
It's like, all right, let's just let Chester win.
Erica said, fighting about not eating before dinner. Mom says, don't eat anything. Dinner's almost ready. Then over the course of 3 hours, several snacks are eaten. Then mom freaks out every time, and then dinner is ready 4 hours late.
Hysterical.
Every single time.
Okay, so here's what my family... Is your family going to fight about anything?
There's only one person in my family that... will at least try to fight with me. And that is because he is just a contrarian about everything.
Oh, that's annoying.
So if I say something, anything, he has fought with me about my own job.
Yeah.
And told me things that I was talking about in my job that we do here that I was wrong.
And he is not in radio.
Certainly not.
Wow.
Right.
That's a gutsy move.
He's got a lot of guts.
I'm most likely going to fight with my brother over the holidays, as the two of us need to fight over how we're going to balance custody of our father, who's visiting for 3 weeks after the holidays.
As a surprise.
As a surprise. Didn't really tell us that he was coming for that long, just booked a train trip across the country to come out here. First time in like 7 years that he's done it. And my brother seems to think that I'm taking him for all 3 weeks. And we are, once the wine starts flowing, there's going to be some thoughts about that and strategizing.
I would love to be there for that.
Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.